Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce this song and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
It's like we're running a race with the habit hand.
I'm doing the best I can.
Sitting here watching the room, watching the whole thing.
Hey, good work.
The guy knows that. Can I get up every
morning? Shout out to Marilyn D. Johnson for joining us. Investing underscore in underscore earning underscore month 31. Mo 31. Thank you so much. I'm excited because this is our opportunity to bring some sports, some historical black college and university conference games and sports that's going on. They'll be going on this weekend. We'll get a chance to talk about some high school storyline because there are many storylines we're going to focus on. And truly, I'm telling you, God is blessed. This is Balling with the Doc. This is a real talk show that has swag. And we want to talk with you in that manner. See, God has blessed us to come before you. So we want you to be a part of this by calling in. The call-in number is 347-871-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask your location in your chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods. What is your favorite team? Whether it's a professional team, a college team, a high school, or middle school. Either way, we want to hear about what's going on in your neck of the woods. If you want to check us out on the web link, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And you also have a chance to email us. You can email us at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show, you can at Balling Doc, at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Phi Sigma, underscore with the number 10, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Being the host, I have an opportunity to kind of work on the various media outlets or social media outlets. We were fortunate to have at least three or four devices working today. And we truly want to share how you can connect with it. If you're on one of those social media sites, you're there, but there are others as well. You can join us on Instagram. We have two devices working today. That is PresidentDr.LorenzoDSmith, or where we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're working as co-partners to get the word out. And it's at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 2. We're also broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. And then we're broadcast on Tumblr Live. I've been excited to be able to, and there's many, many listeners that are checking us out and watchers is checking us out on Tumblr Live. So if you want to connect on Tumblr Live, you can go to at Dr. Lowe Smith, all together, -blogtalk. Again, that's Dr. Lowe Smith, -blogtalk. So truly, that is a chance. Now, if you want to check out our on-demand episode, we're up to 648 now. So we're excited about being able to have this available for you. Just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio. Blog Talk, and it will populate. We're the voice of the Smith Way production, the true internet station. We're number one, and we want you to begin to follow and continue to work with us. A shout out to the Pacific region, Amikai, member Zeria of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Sauraz, and I'll call y'all that. Thank you so much. You are there representing those sisters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, we want to give a shout out to Me86, joining us, XX200, and G, like poor G, joining us. Thank you so much. But we want you to continue to be a part of it. Because, see, WBSW Radio is the internet station. We're number one, and we're glad to be able to come before you. Today is talking some sports. The title is The Game of Football is On. Last weekend, we had some awesome games. NFL started last night, and some great games coming up this weekend as well as Monday. You have high school in action. It'll be in action tonight. It was in action last night. You also have middle school. We'll begin to kick it off as well. So you have several avenues, and we ask you to support each and every one of those organizations. If you have someone or know someone that are participating, where it may be a football player, might be the cheerleader, maybe the dance team, maybe the band, majorettes, just the fans and the children, go out there and support them. That's what we actually do. So that's why we want to report on just not on what the major networks report on. We want to report on those areas that they don't spend time on. On the historical black colleges storyline, along with the high school storyline. And then we have what we call our coach's corner. And in that coach's corner, we talk about the power of five, the group of five. We talk about their rankings. So it's a must-see game. So we have an awesome format set up for the day, and we just want to truly, truly get into it. Before we do that, we want to remind you that WBSW, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries. We're excited about that. We, with the new addition recently of Brazil out of South America, that allows us to touch every continent, we have listeners located on. So we're truly, truly, and watchers, we're truly happy about that. Also, we want you to be a part of our WBSW radio giveaway. What we want you to do is to send us your name. You can send it to by whatever means of social media you have, or you can email it to me at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Now, it's a couple things we want to add to that. When we're talking about our giveaway, we've run Essence trips where we're going to pay for the hotel. You have to manage to get where you need to get. We are in the month of this month, which is our anniversary month, 6 years, coming up on September 27th. We will be raffling off a 5-night, 6-day trip to Paris, France. 5-night, 6-day trip to Dubai, along with the many other areas on the continental United States that we make sure you have an opportunity to check it out. And we pay for the hotel. You will have everything else. So we're raffling that off, and we will start with it next week. All the way up until the 27th, we'll be giving away those trips. We're also going to be giving away gift cards, gas vouchers, food vouchers, also books that the novels, I mean, these authors have been on the show that we purchased, so you have an opportunity to receive one free and a bit of free reading for you. Truly, along with that, we also make sure we put you in touch with the various organizations that supports us. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace have some awesome perfume and soap scents that you would like to order. But what we'll do is, if your name is Raffle, and you'll go and look at their inventory and just tell us what you want, and we'll take care of it. We're also going to several convenience stores throughout the south, the central and south, central part of Alabama, and we're going to be purchasing and paying for gas, take a gas for individuals. We don't have to know them. We just want them to be a part. We're going to hand them a card that said, this is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we are doing this for you because we want to give back to the community. Organizations send requests, and we work on providing what the help we can give for them. So we're here to give back. So we ask you to be a part of that by sending your name, along with a means of transaction. And that means of transaction could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. We want to make sure you can get your name in the pot. Now, the purpose of the means of transaction is that we send out what we call love offerings. We will just randomly send out $20, $40, $100 or whatever to you, and it just might be your name. But I can't send it to you if I don't have your name with one of those means of transaction. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're interactive. We want to be in touch with you. We want you to be in touch with us. We want to give back to you. So thank you so much for being a part of this as we give you that information. Marilyn B. Johnson, I want to give a shout out. And I'm looking at Marilyn, and I see a picture within a frame, and I'm going to say she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for taking time. Let's talk some sports now. We always want to focus on the historical black colleges and university conferences, and that's the HBCU. You had heard that often. And people always talk about going on in the historical black colleges and universities. So we always want to focus on looking at the power rankings. And the first topic, we want to look at the Road to Atlanta. And when they said the Road to Atlanta Celebration Bowl, that would be going on in December, when bowl season is in play. And this is the ranking as of today, which is week two. We had some adjustment in it because some teams lost out. We're only going to give you the top 16. Coming in at number one, North Carolina Central University out of the great state of North Carolina. Then we have coming in number two, Florida A&M University out of the great state of Florida, and that's Tallahassee. And number three, this team leaped from 11 to 3 with the victory at home against Southern University, 14-10. Give a shout out to those Stinging Hornets of Alabama State University and their coach Robinson, and the success moving from week one to week two. This week they have Miles. They'll be playing Miles Colleges over at ASU Stadium. So go out if you're locally or you're somewhere in this South Central or Central Alabama, just in Alabama or even Georgia, Mississippi or Tennessee or Florida or Texas, wherever. Go check them out. They'll be balling again this weekend. So the game of football is on, and those young individuals and the coaching staff and the support of the university over there, that they understand the game is on. So they were successful in dethroning the number five team to vault from 11 to number three. Number four is Morgan State. Morgan State, we're going to talk about them in a little later. They had the biggest upset so far this season, but in a couple last 5-6 years, they had upset a team that was ranked pretty high in the FCS, which is the football championship subdivision, this past weekend. And we're going to talk about it as we get down to the big upset. So Morgan State vaulted up to number four. And number five, even though they run into a buzzsaw in the Orange Blossom Classic, that's Jackson State University. They lost to Florida A&M. We'll talk about that in a little bit and also recap the first game of the season when we was talking about the MEAC and SWAC challenge that happened on the first, actually week zero, when everybody played on week zero, and that was the game played. And at number six, Howard University. Howard University is coming in at six after being down in the teens. Number seven, you have North Carolina A&T, which will be a game to watch this weekend. If you cannot go to the game in North Carolina between North Carolina Central and North Carolina A&T, check it out on ESPN. If it's not on ESPN, go to YouTube. A lot of games are being played on YouTube now, so check them out. There's another station called Gores that's located up in the high range of the 300. Check them out. And you can check out North Carolina Central taking on North Carolina A&T. We have at number 8, Southern University, who lost to Alabama State University, 14-10. They dropped down to number 8. Number 9, Alcorn. Some people say Alcorn. State University, the Braves, off the reservation. It's up to number 9. You have number 10, Prairie View A&M. And what's so exciting, if you count the number of teams from the Southwest Athletic Conference, pretty much dominating the top 10 of the power rankings for historical black colleges, starting with Florida A&M, leading so far in the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference, and number 2 behind them is Alabama State University. They're leading up there. They kind of, we're going to say 1A, 1A, 1B with the Eastern Division leaders, who they will class in 2 weeks. The Alabama State University will travel down to Florida A&M in Tallahassee, and it's going to be a day of reckoning for both teams. Also, you have teams like Alcorn. It was down for a year, but they had won the conference about two or three years in a row. And they went down for a year, but they're back up there. And they are, again, ranked number 9, Prairie View, leading the push from out of the state of Texas for the historical black colleges and universities. And number 11, you have Hampton out of the state of Virginia. Have Hampton University. Then we have Texas Southern. As you know, Texas Southern is in Houston, and got Prairie View over there on the plains over there, on the prairie, like they say. They have competed in the first game in the Classic. We're going to talk about the results on that game, and it was an awesome game. But they only dropped from number 10. Number 11 to number 12. That's Texas Southern. Then you have Tennessee State University. Even though Tennessee State played in that FCS conference, but they are recognized and in the historical black colleges and universities. Number 14, the team that's going to battle most of the Eastern Conference Division and the Western Conference Division teams for the SWAC will be Alabama and M University out of Norman, Alabama. They have an awesome homecoming coming up on the 30th of September. They're going to be playing Tuskegee. They're going to revive that challenge they had for years when they was in the SIAC with Tuskegee. And number 15, Bethune-Cookman out of the great state of Florida. Daytona Beach, they're going to be battling in both. If you remember, Bethune-Cookman and Florida A&M left the MEAC and came to the SWAC, and both of them in the Eastern Division of the SWAC. And number 16 is Grambling State University. So if you count up the teams, you see as many teams, more than 8 teams, almost 8 teams or so that's in this SWAC, in this top 16 out of the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. So we truly want to give them a shout out for being ranked in the week 2, so that we can see what's going to happen as we move to week 3. So we'll read off some of the results in 2 weeks when we come back. We'll give a shout out to Elegant N, is that International 81, 181. Thank you so much for joining us. Several other people joining us also. We have, is that Flex Ariel, then we have Crawford A. Roll Arthur. Thank you so much, Crawford Roll Arthur. You have Alan George, Cool Swimming Student Magazine Post. Thank you so much. You have Yukai, Lara GT, and Sin 4 Lex is. Thank you. Simple Lexus. Thank you so much for joining. We'll have to give those a shout-out, those individuals joining. We want to let our sponsors give us a shout-out. We're going to play there. We have to always play in regards to those individuals that sponsor. We'll give a shout-out to Tristat. We have Tristat LLC. It's the consulting firm that meets your need. The CEO and the leader of Tristat, which is a consulting firm that works with you after you've been awarded a grant to help you be able to put your paperwork together and provide them the results and the success of the grant that you was granted. And that's Mr. William Scott, and the number is 334-320-5438. That's Tristat LLC. They can meet your consulting needs no matter what kind of your government organization or your nonprofit organization, or you just say, a sole proprietor, or you're someone that's trying to do some work to provide back in our community, and you want a grant, they really can't put you in line where the grant is. They may have some words of it, but they can help you once you're awarded be able to administer that grant. So we'll give a shout out to Tristat LLC. We also want to give a true holler to one of our frat brothers, a member of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Doing an awesome job working with individuals. He has his own business. He's doing some things. So what I want to do is make sure I work with him. And this is Mary Ruth's Restaurant. They are supporting what we're doing, and we're supporting what they're doing. You have Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. They are over there making things happen, so we just want to give them a shout because they're doing an awesome job.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Give them a call. You can give a call the co-owners at 334-549-0950. That's Brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. Give them a call and stop in. Call ahead so they can prepare you some of the best Southern food I haven't had in a while at that restaurant. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing in Georgiana, Alabama. We also want to give a shout out to Kuko Dash with number 4, Cowboy Thoughts, joining us along with Hella Dash Tall Dash Psycho. Thank you for taking time. Now let's move to our next segment, which is discussing the historical black colleges football kickoff classic that happened pretty much the first weekend, the Labor Day weekend. It started off on the weekend before the Saturday, before Labor Day. Two Saturdays before Labor Day, you had the MEAC and the SWAC challenge where Jackson State took on South Carolina State and successfully won that game 37-7. Also allowed Jackson State to top the series between them and South Carolina State. So right now, all six meetings been played. The tie is 3-3, so we'll see when they meet again to break that tie. We also, on September the 2nd, which was this past weekend, you had Norfolk State taking on Virginia State. It was a Labor Day Classic, and Virginia State won the game 33-24. Mississippi Valley took on Central State in the Chicago Classic, and Central State won 24-21. Hampton took on Gremlin in the Brick City Classic, and Hampton won 35-31. You had the Labor Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama. That's Alabama State University versus Southern University. One team was ranked number three or four, and the next team was ranked, which is Alabama State, 11. Alabama State played some good defense, played tough, and won the game 14-10. And we'll give a little bit more shout-out about them as we move forward now our agenda. Also, Benedict 52, Shaw 0 in the Carolinas Classic. Edward Water was taking on Florida Memorial. Florida Memorial 38, Edward Water 21 in the Big Cat Classic. Down in the great state of Texas, the Labor Day Classic between Texas Southern and Prairie View. Prairie View was the winner, and the final score was 37-34. And on Sunday, September the 3rd, you had the Orange Blossom Classic. After being restored the last 3 or 4 years, it has grown to be one of the greatest classics. It was always a great one when they played it during the Thanksgiving, right before Thanksgiving, when it was between Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman. Now this Florida A&M and Jackson State lockup has been going on for the last 3 or 4 years. And if I remember correctly, I know Florida A&M was the first time they was winning this classic between Jackson State in the last 3 or 4 years. And Florida A&M 28, Jackson State University 10. Then you have the Black College Football Hall of Fame Classic that was played this past weekend. You had Virginia Union versus Morehouse. Virginia Union won the game 45-13. And over in the Red Tail Classic, I had a chance to attend that. Awesome ESPN zone, or the end zone, they call it. Great hospitality, big screen television, as well as the game was going on in the stadium at Crimson Bowl. Tuskegee, very successful. And we're going to say congratulations to Coach Aaron James, one of the quarterbacks several years ago. They were successful 37-31. So truly, it was an awesome Labor Day weekend. So whatever you wanted to eat, you had an opportunity. Whatever you want to do, you had an opportunity to do, to enjoy. You had a three-day weekend. If you watch, sit down and watch some football, great. You went to put your meat in a stadium, seat in a stadium, that was great as well. So we're saying congratulations. And over the weekend, just a few days during this week, I want to share some very important news. I was just really excited that my fourth grandchild was born. It's a grandson. He continued to carry on the legacy into the 22nd century. I understand what I'm saying by that, because he was born on yesterday, and very excited by having my legacy being carried on, and his name is Tay Adonis. Thank you, Tay Adonis. Welcome to the Smith clan and the Williams clan, and we truly, God has blessed us to shine the light on our family one more time. So that's my grandson and my son. I tell him I'm proud of him. It's a thing he had to do better, but I'm still proud of him. Even in producing these children, he had to be responsible and be there. And he was a proud father yesterday when he sent me a picture of Tay Adonis. All right, let's move forth and look at some of the biggest upsets of the week. Before we do that, one of our sponsors, we want to pay their ad, their promotion, a promo, if you want to call it. Social.
If you want to purchase some of the best
soap and perfume scent in South Central Alabama. Contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Thank you, Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson, and our team is working hard. But you can go to Facebook. You want to connect with us, and make her your friend. And that's Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. Send her a request, and we'll go from there. I want to give a shout out because she has a new look, and that look is fitting on her. She has a new look. She has changed her hairstyle. Thank you so much, CEO of Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The biggest upset of week one goes back to when I was talking about the team that vaulted all the way up to number four, Morgan State University. Morgan State defeated number 16, the FCS, Richmond, 17-10 in Richmond, Virginia. This is a big upset so far for this season. The win is the biggest non-conference win by any HBCU so far this season. And it's also the most noticeable of the wins of Damon Wilson, the head coach of Morgan State, of his era at Morgan State University. Also, we want to give a shout out to Alabama State University for using a tough defense in the second half to defeat Southern University 14-10. ASU was led by Keyshawn Johnson. He was considered the top performer with 10 catches, 107 yards, 2 touchdowns. And truly, truly, that was those two games with a big upset of the weekend. There are more to come. We're going to be here. We hope to be able to share it with you. Every time they occur, we are here every 2 weeks, and we're going to be talking sports. But now we might change it to come back every week. Just keep an eye. These are the must-see games of the historical black colleges and universities conferences coming up in this weekend. You have Morehouse at number 6, Howard. Then you have Miles at number 3, Alabama State University. You have number 1, North Carolina Central, taking on North Carolina A&T in North Carolina on the campus of North Carolina A&T University. Number 5, Jackson State is going to be traveling to number 8, Southern. So put your meat in the seat. If you ever been down in Baton Rouge and down at Southern University, you'll see what they're talking about. It's quite a pageantry, awesome. Every weekend they're playing at home. So we're going to shout out to that game. It's going to be the game that everybody like to predict on and talk about and see who's going to win. Let's move forward with our high school storyline. In the state of Alabama, there are 23 must-see games, but they had some results, and we want to share those results with you. Auburn took on Hoover, two of the most powerhouse. They call powerhouse teams in the state of Alabama. Auburn won the game 39-14 over Hoover. Lipscomb, Tennessee Academy, lost to Saraland in overtime. Saraland ranked number 1 in the 6A class in the state of Alabama, 31-30. So that was a good game. I was watching that game. It was broadcast by ESPN. I really thought that Saraland had that game wrapped up, but Lipscomb drove down the field and scored and came back and tied it up, and they went into overtime. You have Pale City was taking on Moody, and that game was talked about so because Pale City has a Russ Pro who led Hoover to three state championships and very successful at Hoover High School, taking on a school that was 1-9 last year. Pale City lost to Moody 28-24. Central Phoenix City, that number one team, if I'm not mistaken, we'll look at the rankings, beat Huey Trustville 48-24. Matty T. Blunt taking on Viger down in Mobile. Played that game down in Ladd People Memorial Stadium. Viger won 26-6. James Clemens was taking on Mountain Brook. Mountain Brook got a squeaker, 18-13. IG Academy and Thompson game was canceled due to the hurricane that was coming through Florida and coming up the coast. You had Austin taking on Decatur, something like a gateway classic up there. And it was Austin 35, Decatur 3. Enterprise, another one of those powerhouses, was taking on Auburn. Auburn was ranked number one at one time. Enterprise beat Auburn 17-16 in a thriller. Then we also have this week, we call week three must-see games. One game was played last night. You have Sidney Lanier High School in Montgomery, Alabama. After this year will be their last year in existence. They're combining with George Washington Carver High School. They beat JAG, which is a school in Montgomery name who was changed. Used to be Jefferson Davis High School. They changed it to Johnson Abernathy and Gates High School, called JAG. Lanier won 47-12. Park Crossing tonight will be taking on Carver. Look to be an awesome game in Crumpton Bowl. Put your meat in the seat if you're anywhere in central Alabama. Up in north Alabama, but in the Birmingham, Jefferson County area, you have number 9 Parker took on Jackson Ore and beat them 49-6 on last night on the 7th. St. Paul Episcopal will be taking on number 1 Fairland, along with Central Phoenix City will be taking on number 6 Enterprise. Number 3 Vestavia Hill will be taking on number 5 Thompson. Number 7 Auburn will be taking on number 18 Dothan. In the Florida High School Athletic Association ranking as of third week in some of those must-see games. Number 1 IMG Academy will be taking on Ben Davis. You have Coco at number 2, St. Thomas Aquinas. Number 3, Chaminade Madonna at Virgin Catholic. Number 4, Central will be taking on Booker T. Washington High School down there in Miami. Then you'll have number 5, Columbus, taking on Judas. Then you have number 6, Norland down out of Miami, will be taking on South Ridge. We have number 7, American Heritage out of Fort Lauderdale, taking on Glaze Central. In the Georgia High School ranking, week 3, their Power 5 and the game they'll be playing this weekend. They have Buford, number 1, will be off. Mill Creek, they also have a weekend off. Walton, number 3, will be taking on Poe. Number 4, Langston Hughes will take on New Manchester. Number 5, Colquitt County will be taking on Lee County. Number 6, Westlake will be taking on South DeKalb High School out of Atlanta over there. And the South Carolina High School Independent, High School League, not Independent. South Florence, number 1, will be taking on Carolina Forest. James E. Briers will be taking on Greer. That's number 2, James Briers. Number three is Northwestern taking on Nathan Ford. Number four, Sumpton will be taking on Crestwood. And number five, Gaffney will be taking on Mallard Creek. And number six, Spartanburg will be taking on Grayson. So those are the South Carolina High School lead they'll be taking on this weekend. We want to definitely give a shout out to our next sponsor, because we truly want to make sure we pay each and every one of them, because they're putting the money where the money's supposed to be. Their support is the key to us being on. So we want to give a shout out to this young man and his company, because they're doing some awesome things. They're doing some things that allow his company to grow and benefit his area. This is L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. So give Mr. Tony Stallworth a call. You can go to Facebook. It'll be Anthony Stallworth. And the number is 334-300-7401. L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. We also want to move forth and talk about our Coach's Corner. That's where we include the Power Five, the Group of Five. We want to take out an opportunity to discuss just a few teams in the preseason, which is now is going to be the poll ranking of the top five for week two. You have at number one and still remains number one. That's Georgia, University of Georgia. They won this past weekend. They're still ranked number one. Number two is Michigan. They're ranked number two. Number three is Alabama, who will be in a dogfight coming up this weekend. We'll talk about it in the must-see games. Florida State, who was very successful, bought it from out of the teens to number four. They literally just took LSU to the woodshed and just put a good whipping, and we're going to talk about their results as we move down because we want to mention them. Also, you have Ohio State ranked number five. Number six have USC. Number seven, Penn State, who played West Virginia, was very successful this past weekend. Washington, who was also successful this past weekend, they played Boise State. Tennessee is ranked number nine. Notre Dame is ranked number 10. Texas, who is ranked number 11, will be going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to take on the University of Alabama and see how that should be, what kind of game that'll be. I think it'll be a good game. You have two quarterbacks that are thriving to be the best they can be. Number 12, Utah, was very successful past Oregon. We heard about LSU, which is 14. Kansas State is 15. Oregon State quarterback transferred from Clemson. They were very successful. UNC, which is the University of North Carolina, was very successful this past weekend. They beat South Carolina. We mentioned that in our games that was must-see. Oklahoma is 18. Wisconsin is 19. Mississippi, which is we known as Ole Miss, is number 20. Then number 21, and I'll make sure because I got two pages of it. I want to make sure I get 21. Looked like I thought I had 21, but I'm up to 20, so we'll just work with those right now. We'll come back with the other ones next time we're on, we'll do 25 of them. Let's look at the must-see game coming up this week. Number one is Texas, number 11. Alabama is number 3. Game kickoff, I believe, is 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You have Jalen Milrow, that's a quarterback at Alabama. Probably got 2 or 3 stars under his belt. You have the quarterback at also at Texas who played in the game last year, Quinn Huber, but he got hurt. So he didn't finish the game. Some people said he was still in the game. They'll probably won. The game was a close game last year, 21-20. So that's the game. That's one of the must-see games. Nebraska at Colorado. We know what Colorado did last week to TCU in Texas. They beat them 45-42. So they're ranked 22. They were not ranked at all. And we've got to recognize Coach Prime Time, Coach Dion and his son, secured through for over 500-some yards, no interception, 2 or 3 touchdowns. So that's going to be a great game to watch because everybody's trying to see if they're going to continue that winning way. Notre Dame, who ranked number 10, will take on North Carolina State. Texas A&M will be taking on Miami, Florida, down in Miami. And then we also have some results. Before we go to the results, we want to play our last promo because we need to give these guys a shout-out because they are supporting us in everything we do. And those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We want to give them a shout-out with their promo.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And, you know, they're just trying to be supported. They're doing their service like they're required to do. Their brand, and so they want to be known as they're the chapter that lead and never follow, along with the most progressive chapter, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we give a shout out to the leadership down there and just actually continue to do what they're doing. Involve as many people as possible. Make sure the community is taken care of in Butler County, in Crenshaw County, Conecuh County, Monroe County, Choctaw County, Tuscaloosa County, Marengo County. All of those counties expand in their membership and their proximity. So they are doing some awesome things down there. So we give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Being a partner with WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're excited to be able to do that. So truly, thank you, brothers, for taking time. The early ranking of the 10 best games of week one and their results. We talked about Florida State winning down in Orlando 45-14 over LSU. So Florida State ranked number 4 now. We mentioned that, and 14 for LSU. You had North Carolina beating South Carolina 31-17 in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's exciting because that's to two state Carolinas that's competing against each other. Colorado, we know and mentioned this, is Coach Prime and his son, Shakir, ranked 22. Score was 45-42. It had happened in basically the last play of the game where they was able to score and win. Virginia lost to Penn State. Penn State ranked number 7. The score was 38-15. Then you have Florida playing Utah. Utah beat Florida on Saturday night 24-11. Had to back it up. That might have been a Thursday night game. Then you had Virginia taking on Tennessee, and the final score with Tennessee was 49 and Virginia is 13 in Nashville. That happened this past Saturday. Boise State took on Washington. Washington is ranked in it. I remember seeing ranked number 8, and they beat Boise State 56-19. And the game that which was another shocker. And it was a shocker. I would say the biggest upset, but it was in the Power 5. You had Clemson traveling to Duke, University of Duke. Clemson ranked up in the top 10, and Duke just took them to the woodshed. Worked on them and beat 28-7. And now Duke rose from being out of the top 25 to the 21st spot, and Clemson fell down to 25, just holding on, which is surprising their performance, but sometimes that's the way it happens. So, Tony, we want to share this with you. Let me give a shout-out to Medium Med.Lafred. Thank you. And we have, is this Azizanel 33119. There are several others joining us. We have, I'm hoping I gave a shout-out to these, Avalil, Mr. Vamp 221, Venus, Brazzle, Weeping, Peach, Banana Student, Cigar Smoking Stuff are the last group that has joined us. Thank you so much. It's been awesome coming for you. Our next show will be truly on Tuesday night, the Dr. Lowe Show. And we're going to bring some real talk about relationships with no filter. The time for that show is 7 o'clock. We truly want you to be a part of it. So we will see you. We will talk with you on Tuesday night. And we're really excited about having a chance to bring the relationship show to you on Tuesday night. That's Dr. Lowe's show, the Real Relationship Talk Show. At 7 o'clock p.m. on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We still need you to get in your name so we can have the raffle. I told you the trips we were giving away where we pay for the hotel for the trip. We don't pay for the trip. We pay for the hotel and the trip. You work that out after you activate that that process. And so one of the luxury hotels, we're giving away the trip to 5 nights and 6 days to Dubai, as well as 5 nights and 6 days to Paris, France. Be the one. Have your name in. And I had people whisper and send me thoughts. Get my name in there. Can I get my name in? Yes, we'll get your name in. Which I haven't been to Paris, France. I've been to other places. So we're going to have that available. So truly, truly get your name in. And how you get your name to us, along with a means of transaction, which is Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle, which is Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, S-M-I-T-H, 15 at gmail.com. Just remember the D is just not, I'm just using David to let you know that's a D. It is Lorenza D. Smith, 15 at gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night. We want you to have a good weekend, an awesome weekend, a blessed weekend. God is watching us, and he's sparing us in many ways, and he's leading us in others. And we will see you for sure if God, if it's up to our Lord and Savior, we will see you, and we want to make sure we have something to be blessed for, and that's being woken, being up, being able to breathe, being above land, and not under. We want you, people, to speak to you, not be speaking about you. So have an awesome rest of the weekend. This music, we do not own the rights to it, but we want to play this music and just share with you. You know, it's important that that you're ready. But we want you to continue to talk about it. You know, can we talk about it? And we do want to be able to talk about it.
know, I think to myself,
I'm going to
say,
with all this shit that's been going on,
see if we can just sit down and go back. Just maybe it'll be alright. See, we've been together too long.
Sometimes you get on my nerves, got too much to say. Yeah, running a mouth with a mama and a girlfriend. Yeah. I don't want to walk away from a good day. I don't want to do that. My baby been with me all through the storm.